3.
3 things you need to know.
This morning.
1, 2, 3.
Okay, first thing you need to know about is, I don't know if you, well, you're not on Facebook. Yesterday, Facebook blew up with people in Houston, San Antonio, Dallas, places like that, especially in San Antonio, who were waiting in long lines to get gas and paying almost $3 a gallon for it.
Wow.
Yeah. So my daughter-in-law was actually even stuck in that. It took her 2 hours to get gas, and it was $2.98 at the pump, okay?
Uh-huh.
So apparently, that craziness has also hit El Paso, because there are now reportedly 40-cent jumps in gas prices.
Damn.
Yeah. And so I just talked to a listener who said, have you filled up your car in the past couple of days? And I was like, no, but I need to. And he goes, yeah, good luck with that. I just paid $2.60 to fill up at the gas station where he usually pays about 50 to 60 cents, about 50 cents less.
And this is all because of Hurricane Harvey. A lot of the refineries had to shut down.
Right.
And so did the pipeline.
Yes.
And see, that's one of the major reasons, really. It's not just the refineries. The major reason is the pipeline.
Right.
The pipeline is not expected to flow until, at the earliest, this Sunday.
Yeah, exactly. And so you should probably expect to see these crazy gas prices for the next 2 to 3 weeks, possibly a month.
No way.
Yeah. So be ready for it. It's going to stick around for a little bit, and then they're expected to drop right back down. So there you go. Mountain Star, the people who own the Chihuahuas, are throwing their support behind the downtown arena.
Oh, wow. Hang on a second. You're going to have to pick me up from the floor. What?
I know. Josh Hunt talked to the El Paso Times, and he said that the reason why they're doing that is because they don't like outsiders coming into town and telling people and throwing money behind the group that's trying to not get the arena built.
Got it.
And didn't say the guy's name, but it's that Houston oil man.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, and so
we all know who he was referring to.
Right, exactly.
Not by name.
Yeah, so you're going to be seeing, you know, print ads and listening to stuff on the radio and on TV, and it's Mountain Star going, yeah, we need the arena.
Yeah,
it's good for downtown El Paso. Yeah.
We don't take kindly to outsiders.
No, we don't. Y'all aren't from around here.
No, we don't. We don't like outsiders
coming in
and telling us billionaires that taxpayers cannot fund our arenas and stadiums.
That's right. That's right. And then yesterday, the Dallas Cowboys had their scrimmage and telethon, and they raised $2 million, and $1 million of it was raised because of Jerry Jones. So I've got some audio of him calling Dez Bryant, because they had the Cowboys, taking the phone calls. And this is Jerry Jones donating $1 million.
How many million-dollar contributions have you had tonight?
I haven't had not one of those.
You got one now, buddy.
Oh, yes, sir. We got a million over here. We got a million. We got a million from Mr. Jones.
So, yeah, Jerry, they had a camera on Jerry, and they had a camera on Dez.
I think Dez could have been a little more excited.
Yeah, I would have been jumping up and down going, are you kidding? How cool is that?
Have you seen him even just talking to somebody on the sidelines and how animated he is?
Yes.
It almost looked like he's dressing them down all the time.
Yes.
Even though he's cheering them on.
Exactly.
Always looks angry on the sidelines.
It's like, dude.
He could have been like that over a $1 million donation.
I would have been. So, yeah. So, Jerry Jones donated $1 million of the two that were raised yesterday.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, that was for the Salvation Army. Am I correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, that's not bad for a last-minute telethon.
Right. Exactly.
That was also coupled with what was supposed to be a scrimmage, but then ended up just being a bunch of guys hanging out doing a telethon.
Yeah, exactly.
They decided not to do the scrimmage after all.
Right, right. The whole thing changed throughout the day.
Yeah.
It was like, remember, because in the morning they were like, oh, yeah, it's going to be a scrimmage and a telethon. And then about noon it was like, oh, wait a minute, it's just going to be them kind of like throwing the ball around.
Then
by the time it was on TV, it was like, now we're just going to have fun.
Yeah.
You know? So.
See, that speaks volumes as to why the Dallas Cowboys are America's team.
That's right.